Chapter 1. As soon as Rebecca opened her eyes, she was very excited. She had spent the whole night dreaming of Fudge Swirl, Cherry Garcia, and Mint Chocolate Chip, all her favorite flavors of ice cream. Actually, there wasn't a flavor of ice cream that she didn't like. She would even settle for vanilla, if that was her only choice. Rebecca hadn't been dreaming of ice cream because she went to bed early. She was dreaming of ice cream because today was the day she had been waiting for all spring. As soon as it was the official first day of summer, Mr. Sproul opened up the ice cream shop and revealed to the whole town the brand new flavor he had created. The flavor would only be around for the summer, and Rebecca made it her job to be the very first one to taste it every year. So, as soon as the sun was up, her eyes were open, and she was jumping out of bed. She knew that Mouse would be doing the same thing. Each year, they had a race to get to the ice cream shop first. It was open all year long, but it was during the summer that they always highlighted a brand new ice cream flavor. Rebecca dressed quickly and put on her favorite ice cream cone t-shirt. Then she pulled on her shoes and raced into the kitchen. Her mother, who already knew what day it was, stood there with a banana and a glass of orange juice.
"No ice cream before breakfast, Rebecca," her mother said firmly.
"But, Mom,"
Rebecca started to complain. When her mother narrowed her eyes, Rebecca nodded quickly.
"Okay, looks great. Thanks."
She took the banana and the orange juice. She peeled the banana quickly, tossed the skin into the compost pile, and then scarfed it down. She followed it up with big swallows of her orange juice.
"Ah, Rebecca, you're going to make yourself sick."
Her mother shook her head with dismay.
"I can't help it," Rebecca giggled. "I can't wait to see what the new flavor is."
"Maybe it'll be orange banana,"
her mother teased with a smile.
"Nope, that was 2 years ago," Rebecca reminded her.
"Oh, that's right,"
her mother laughed. "Just be careful going into town, okay?"
"I will,"
Rebecca promised her. As she left the house, she was glad she had something in her belly, because she was so excited that it was flipping and flopping